Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, the value of stillness. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, if you feel rushed, hurried, time-pressured, and experiencing task overload, God's promise of stillness is yours and mine. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46, verse 10. We live in a hurry and keep going in life and career. We can benefit from the instructions and examples seen in the lives of three great leaders to manage the stress of speed. First, remind yourself to take time to consider what great things God has done in your life. Gratitude allows us to focus on God's goodness and strengthens our faith. Life and career goals can make us so progress and future-oriented that we forget the good things God has already done. Remembering God's help in accomplishment strengthens us to move ahead with confidence. Here are three benefits of stillness and situations to consider. First, stillness calms our fretting souls, our minds, will, and emotions. As we get alone and remain silent before God, we experience our fragmented emotions becoming whole. King David wrote about his experience when he was still before God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. God desires to encourage us on our journey when we become overwhelmed by activity, stress, and fatigue. Elijah, a great leader who had recently won a significant victory, became fearful and retreated to a cave. But God spoke to him there. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and stood at the cave's mouth. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Third, when we know God, we can be confident and help others during significant conflicts. Moses, a great leader who knew God, spoke peace and encouragement to a group of frightened and panicked people when facing the Red Sea behind them and an enemy army rapidly approaching to destroy them. Moses answered the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm. You will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Exodus 14:14. Their stillness and trust in God provided the victory that day. My friends, make it your practice to be still and listen to God's words of encouragement, instruction, and assurance of victories to come. You will discover His peace, energy, instructions, and awareness of His presence to gain new victories. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.